Okay, so this is how to be with loss. Could be something simple, like you just spent an hour working on a project and the program shut down and the file was not saved properly. It could be that there's someone in your life that you really want to have a connection with and they don't want to have a connection with you. It could be a loss of money. Whatever the loss is, this is actually an opportunity for growth, healing, and awakening. Everything is for our healing. Everything is for our awakening. So for me right now, the feeling of loss feels like I just got punched in my stomach. It feels tight from below the rib cage, even down to the lower tummy. It almost feels like I'm on the verge of tears as well. So this meditation is in real time as it's happening in this now moment with the feeling of loss. Also could be the exploration of when something doesn't go the way you thought it should, or at least the way the mind thought it should. So join me, if you dare, in this exploration of the felt sense of loss, being with loss, hopefully journeying into acceptance of loss. So I notice as I move deeper into this meditation with the intention of willingness to see what there is to see. Willingness is so powerful because willingness is like this tool that opens the heart, that opens the mind. And so I'm willing right here and right now to be in this vulnerable space, this vulnerable felt sense of loss. It still feels like I've been punched in the gut. So I'm just using the power of attention, which sometimes almost feels like a superpower. Have you noticed that the power of your attention, intensely focused, is like the arm of awareness, and it's so powerful. So with this willingness, with this power of awareness and focus and attention on the felt sensation. By the way, you may hear the neighbors. There's a little kid next door. So this is a real life in the moment meditation. So I'm just going to let real life be real life. And I'm not even going to edit it out, the little kid screaming next door. So if you perhaps hear him, well, the invitation is just to incorporate that into this meditation and to be with it as it is. Because that's what this meditation is all about. Being real and raw in this moment with what's actually occurring here and now. So back to this power of attention, which is like a superpower. Something about even just saying that out loud is so encouraging and uplifting. It makes me want to explore more. Explore with my own curiosity and attention. What is this thing called loss? And then the accompanying felt sensation of being sucker punched in the gut. For me right now, it feels like a tightening. It's almost like the tummy area wants to protect itself somehow. And it's understandable. The body is listening to the mind, which is telling tall tales of loss or potential loss. So, let's dive deep into whatever sensations may be occurring for you. If you're listening to this, there might be a chance that you're experiencing loss in some way right now. Maybe that's why you were attracted to the title. How to approach loss meditation. So right now, again, circling back around the tightness in the stomach. For me, it's in the upper stomach area now, mostly. So even that, I'm noticing there's been a shift these last few minutes as I've been sharing. So just being with that and noticing. Does it have edges? How dense does it feel? How thick? How wide? Is it limited? Is this felt sensation of a tightness in the tummy unlimited? Like, do I feel it everywhere? Even in my pinky toe, on my left foot, or my elbow, on my right arm? I have to say no. Immediately, the areas that I noticed just... and I just noticed this. I'm laughing because of how interesting this alchemy is taking place right now. As I was paying attention to other parts of the body, I noticed there was this tingly aliveness, this electricity. And funny enough, at the same time, still that grip sensation in the stomach. But if I were to compare how it is now versus when I first started, it has lessened. So I'm just taking a deep breath with my attention focusing in on that area. Just being with it, just allowing it to be exactly as it is. I'm not trying to shift it. I'm not trying to change it. I'm not trying to manipulate it or make it be different. I'm just watching. I'm just noticing. So that's the invitation for you as well. Can you allow yourself to notice? Just be with whatever sensations. They may be uncomfortable. They may not be. I just keep noticing other parts of the body now. The head, the arms, the hands, the legs. All just filled with this radiance, this aliveness. And I just notice how I want to take a deep breath in, and it feels natural to do so. It doesn't feel forced. So I'm going to do that now. It makes me want to laugh. It feels like laughter is one of the ways this energy gets moving. effortlessly. I notice there's a desire to let the tummy poke out when I'm breathing, to let the belly soften. It's more like an invitation. I'm not saying to any parts of the body that it has to change or it has to soften. It's more like an invite. It's more like, if you want to, if you're ready to, if you find that it's okay or safe to, it's almost like I'm talking to the body, inviting it to unravel this knot right there in the tummy area. It's just being so gentle with it too, you know? It's a soft approach. And the attention is direct and focused yet soft at the same time. Definitely alertness. And there is an intention. There is an intention behind the whole mechanism, you know, the whole softening. The intention is to see what I need to see, to be with what I need to be with. I'm not saying no to it. I'm just being with it, allowing it, holding it, almost like I would a cute little newborn puppy. Like, how soft, how gentle can I be with it? Just like I'm holding a small animal. You know, would I be rough with that animal? No. I'd be tender with it. And I'm going to be the same way with this. And that's the invitation as well for you. Just be gentle. Just be ever so gentle with whatever you're feeling around this topic of loss, this theme of loss, this accompanying felt sensation in the body, wherever it may be for you. Perhaps it's in your back for you, or your shoulders. Maybe it's in your lower tummy. Maybe you have it in your head. That's what's so amazing, is we're all so unique, and at the same time, there are themes or similarities and how, when suffering is happening and we're believing the mind, the body does tend to respond with a contraction. It's almost like it's trying to guard itself or shield itself away from pain or perceived pain or imaginary pain. But the hilariousness is that when we shield ourselves from this, it does tend to cause its own type of suffering. So it's just a gentle noticing. It's not blame. It's not attacking ourselves. It's just being with. So can we be, you and me, can we be together with this? You holding yourself gently in your own awareness that is not separate from the awareness that I am, right here in this moment. I'm joining with you in our oneness to be able to be with whatever is, as it is, because it is. Let's just say that out loud one more time. This, what is happening, is what it is. I don't need to change it. You don't need to change it. I don't need to fix it. You don't need to fix it. It just is. just is. Well, I just felt a huge softening with that, of acknowledging the just isness of it. It's like a message to the sensation saying, you're free to be. You're free to be. You're allowed to be here. I just spontaneously felt to put my hand on my tummy. So I'm doing that now. If that feels good for you, to do that for you, and place your hand gently on wherever you're feeling this contraction, this felt sensation of, what happens when we believe in the thought of loss. My heart is starting to feel very filled up with love and compassion for just this experience. This is a very human experience. Just part of what it is to experience being human. And it's okay. I feel like that's the message I want to say to it, the sensation, that contraction is, it's okay. It's okay. You're fine to be here, exactly as you are. You're fine to be here, exactly as you are. I notice the mind wants to come in with what ifs. Well, what if this happens again? And I notice that when the mind does that, if I were to follow that thought and believe that thought, then the result is more stress, agony, suffering, worry. But I also notice if I stay just with this felt sensation, the warmth of my hand on my tummy, just being with this sensation, all the sensations, the multiple sensations now happening, that it's just feeling delightful now. It feels like Shakti, that life force, that energy is moving into the tummy area, the upper abdomen area. I feel her in my hand, around my hand, beyond my skin. But interestingly enough, right in the center of that sensation, the contraction. She's right here. Shakti is here in this moment. So now I'm just inviting myself to bask and rest and what has just happened. It's like the whole body is scintillating now. Not just the legs or the hands, but it feels like it's going throughout the whole body. There's a trembling. There's a soft trembling in the upper tummy area. And this is natural, and this is fine. This is how the body releases. One of the ways it can release tension and stress or tightness through trembling or shaking. Really, that's just energy moving. It's just energy, and that's okay. So another deep breath, breathing right into the center of whatever sensation is being felt, whatever that might be for you. The breath is a powerful tool as well. One of the ways that the life force, the energy that is Shakti, can move into our system is through the power of breath. And with attention and intention, we can use the power of our breath to just really allow that circulation to happen. That circulating, healing life force energy. There's a sweetness and softness now where there didn't seem to be earlier, although perhaps it was there, it just was covered over. But now it's being felt and seen. And a soft joy, contentment. And ease. Yes, that's it. A sense of at easement. There's a certain quality to this at easement that is the quality of peace. So I'm just, really allowing myself to be in gratitude. Gratitude that this is even possible, that this alchemy can take place in such a short time, that peace can happen right in the middle of any uncomfortable situation or sensation. That is huge to see that. And more amazing to feel it, to be with it. So wherever you're at in your journey, in this alchemical happening, I invite you to stay with this meditation in your own way, in your own time. Be with it. Whatever is your experience, for as long as you feel intuitively guided. For me, in this moment, I feel complete. The whole energy has shifted. The sensation has shifted. May this meditation be a blessing to you. May you discover the inherent wisdom in this so-called imaginary thing called loss, and see and feel and know the truth that is hidden, the jewel that is inside of it all. May you know that peace that passes all understanding. And may that peace lead you and journey you home to the bliss that you already are. May today be that day.